Section 3. The People You Meet at School. The Cafeteria Lady. Out of all the jobs at your school, the cafeteria lady may have the worst one. Think about it. She cooks slop, she serves slop, and then she has to clean up slop. If that's not enough, she also has to put up with a whole bunch of middle school students who seem to have nothing better to do than complain about the slop. Over the years, the legend of the cafeteria lady has grown. She's been the subject of cartoons, movies, and television shows. If you only judge them by their urban legend status, you'd think every cafeteria lady is a wrinkly, one-toothed, blue-haired, grumpy old lady who gets her kicks from serving mystery meat to innocent young children. If you're really curious about this, check out Chapter 59 next, Cafeteria Mystery Meat. Yes, the legend of the cafeteria lady has been around since the beginning of time, or at least since the beginning of cafeterias. If you eat in the cafeteria, then the cafeteria lady is someone you interact with every single day. Here are a few simple ideas to put a smile on her face. Say a friendly hello. This sounds like a no-brainer, but we'd be willing to bet she goes quite a while between hellos. Most students are too caught up in their own stuff to remember to say a simple hello. Offer a genuine compliment. This looks delicious. Or, yes, I was hoping we'd have squash today. Are examples of little compliments that can make a big difference. Say thanks. When she plops a big scoop of spinach on your plate, look her in the eye and say a big, old thank you. Offer to help. Get permission from your principal to help the cafeteria lady serve food or clean up after lunch. If you offer to help, four things will happen to the cafeteria lady. She'll faint, she'll get back up, she'll gladly accept your offer, and then she'll tell her husband all about it.